Government presents $710 billion budget for the 2017-18 fiscal year. We'll give you the details in this edition of House Matters. Thanks for joining us. I'm Andre Palmer. The government has presented a budget of $710 billion for the fiscal year 2017-18, with $485 billion allocated for recurrent housekeeping expenses and $225 billion for capital development spending. Details of the projections are outlined in the estimates of expenditure, which were tabled in the House of Representatives by Minister of Finance and the Public Service Audley Shaw on Thursday, February 9. The Minister of Finance and the Public Service has been allocated the largest sum, with $208 billion for recurrent expenses and $177.6 billion for capital expenditure. A large portion of the sum will go towards meeting Jamaica's debt obligations. The Minister of Education, Youth and Information gets the second largest amount, with $98.7 billion for current expenses and $1.67 billion for capital spending. The Minister of Health has been allocated $61.9 billion for current expenses and $1.86 billion for capital projects, while the Minister of National Security has received $56.4 billion for current expenditure and $4.25 billion for capital projects. For the Minister of Economic Growth and Job Creation, $9.3 billion has been allocated for recurrent and $22.7 billion for capital expenditure. The Minister of Justice, $6.86 billion for recurrent and $1.18 billion for capital, and the Office of the Prime Minister, $5.2 billion for recurrent and $1.8 billion for capital. The Standing Finance Committee of the House of Representatives will meet on February 28, March 2 and March 3 to consider the budget, after which Finance Minister Audley Shaw is scheduled to open the 2017-18 budget debate on March 9, when he will inform the nation how the budget for the fiscal year will be funded. On March 14, opposition spokesman on finance Dr. Peter Phillips will make his contribution. The debate will continue March 16, with leader of the opposition Portia Simpson-Miller making her contribution. Prime Minister Andrew Holness will make his presentation on March 21, and the Finance Minister will close the budget debate on March 22. Meanwhile, the government has put forward a robust legislative agenda for the 2017-2018 fiscal year. This includes the tabling of a new Police Service Act to support the modernization and transformation of the Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF. This will replace the Jamaica Constabulary Force Act. The Act will facilitate the development of a modern intelligence-led police service that ensures citizen security with stronger systems of administration, management, and internal discipline. Governor General Sir Patrick Allen provided details during his throne speech at the opening of the new session of Parliament last Thursday. Legislation will also be tabled to establish the Major Organized Crime and Anti-Corruption Agency as an independent national law enforcement agency focused on terrorism, major organized crime, and serious corruption.
In an effort to further protect the human rights of our people, the Sexual Harassment Bill will be brought to this House. The bill will seek to prevent sexual harassment in the workplace and institutions, including educational, hospitals, correctional centers, and others.
The government will also bring the DNA regulations to Parliament. The Child Care and Protection Act will be amended and the Microcredit Act introduced. A Financial Inclusion Council to implement the Umbrella Financial Inclusion Strategy for the period 2016-2020 will be established.
The government will take steps to further strengthen depositor protection and investor compensation across financial institutions, including credit unions, by tabling legislation dealing with deposit insurance. In addition, amendments will be made to the Cooperative Societies Act.
The 2017-18 fiscal year will also see the Data Protection Act being brought before the House of Representatives. The government will amend the Terrorism Prevention Act and will bring legislation to implement Jamaica's obligations under the Geneva Convention and protocols dealing with international and non-international armed conflicts. That's it for this edition of House Matters. Join us again next time for what's happening in the Houses of Parliament.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.